Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
All right, Mike, I want to address some of these questions. These are three we got from yesterday's Behind the Curtain, and we do that every day around 11 o'clock, kind of give you a little preview. Sometimes we do stuff that we do on the show, sometimes we don't. But one of our listeners says, why do some fans say that the Falcons don't have a quarterback for 2026? He's trying to understand our meaning when we say we don't have one. Well, you have Kirk Cousins, who just restructured or at least, you know, modified his final 2 years of his contract. But, guys, he could be gone by March 13th, right? May not become official till June 1st. That's that June 1st designation. But then you'd have Michael Penix on the roster. Well, guess what? He's recovering from knee surgery.
Yeah.
So when we say this, Mike, that is where that stems from.
Yeah, and again, guys, we're going to talk to Joel Corey next hour. Capologist, former agent in the NFL, is dialed in and get his spidey sense on it. It means, is it a fait accompli that Kirk is done? Or is there a chance that he doesn't maybe get the looks he was thinking he was going to get from other teams and he comes back here because he does like living here? You did say he does have roots here, families here, et cetera. Did tell the media he wanted to, you know, to be here. So we'll see. I know that, you know, some folks out there definitively go, this means he's gone. All right. Penix Jr. Now, again, if he recovers, no one recovers like Adrian Peterson. Okay. That's not going to be ready. But maybe he'll be ready to go by Labor Day and then week one. We don't know. But I think they're being. I think most conservative estimates are, especially with just we're not orthopedist is injury history. You don't expect Penix Jr. to be ready to go to start the season. Hope we're wrong, you know. But then, as we said earlier with Dave Archer, you may have a new regime that comes in, and Matt Ryan may have his own opinions about Michael Penix Jr. You know, Matt Ryan, the new GM, however this chain of command works, maybe they don't think Penix is a long term answer.
Here's another question from one of our listeners who said, Dukes and Bill, why is Michael Penix Jr. being considered a miss if coaching was the issue this season? I would tell you this is the reason why, and I'm not saying he is a miss, but here's the perception. Can he play under center? When you look at him statistically and 1% of his snaps were under center, where Kirk Cousins comes in and takes 29 to 30% of his snaps under center, it makes you wonder whether or not, Mike, can he play under center? Now, at one point, and many of you may have missed it, Raheem said it this season, well, you know, Michael's more comfortable in the pistol, so we decided to allow him to be in the pistol. Okay, so...
You know, Kurt's comfortable up on the center, and that's what you do. You do what the quarterback can do.
Okay.
You do what in other words, he can't do that. By the implication is he can't. And two things can be true. Michael Penix Jr. may have struggled at times with Zach Robinson. Might not have known what he was doing with a young quarterback.
Yep.
I mean, some of those plays, the play action, it looked like you were going to time it with a sundial. Look ridiculous. Michael Penix Jr., let's have a young guy with his back to his receivers for like an extended period of time. So things like that, you know, just made it make a lot of sense. You know, Michael Penix Jr., I think, guys, it's not unfair to say they were good, bad, and ugly this season. Our third down completion rate was horrible. His percentage rate, if you go back and look, The last game, ironically, before he got injured, that's the first time he's back over 65%. His completion percentage was dipping below 60, which is unacceptable in the NFL. So Penix Jr., he may be the guy. They may have drafted the wrong guy. But the worst thing for a young quarterback is now he's going to learn a new offense.
This is true. This is true. Unless it's a spinoff, the language will be different. But if you bring in somebody like a Kubiak,
then it's Shanahan related. It's similar to McVay's offense.
It's very similar. We'll see. All right, one last question. Why are some looking down on the Falcons bringing in consulting firms, Mike? One question from our listener.
Yes, nobody likes consulting firms, but they are a reality. They are a fact of life, unfortunately. Now, you could argue, as we said, Carl and I go, well, let's see. If I was a GM, if I was looking for a GM, let's see, who's working with the Eagles? Hire him. Who's working, you know, Carl, with the Ravens? They've been pretty good. One of those guys. And then it's not that. And a head coach, somebody who, as we said, there's two or three guys that right now, Clint Kubiak being the top of the list. You got to vet it. You got to follow the Rooney rules. You got to make sure these guys don't have any skeletons in their closet. They're not HR nightmares, all this stuff which you think you roll your eyes at. But that's part of the reason why they do this stuff. It's frustrating because you think as an NFL owner for 25 years, you as an owner would know who you should be talking to. But they're not doing it that way. And this is unfortunately the very corporate way of approaching the job. But other NFL teams do the same thing. We're not the only guys who use consultants. But it does drive me crazy. I understand why people are frustrated with it.
Yeah. I don't know if people are looking down at it. I just think people go, why can't the people in the building make the decision?
Right.
We explained yesterday, and this is how I will explain it again. They don't know all of the candidates that may be available or may be interested in the job. And what these firms allow them to do is sit back and have that information brought to them. From that standpoint alone, that's invaluable. So if I told you, hey, you got a big-time job opening and you want to bring in the best candidates from around the world, do you know all of them? Do you know everybody that would be interested that are qualified? You don't. So all of a sudden, around the NFL, it's not as if, you know, every franchise has guys in closets. Literally, that you may or may not know about, and that guy could be brilliant. And all of a sudden, he is elevated, Mike, and all of a sudden, you know, he becomes a candidate. Those are the people that they want to bring you and say, hey, this is somebody you might want to look at. Those are the Mike McDaniels of the world, who nobody knew a few years ago, and all of a sudden, how the hell does this guy get the Dolphins head coaching job? Regardless of what you think of him, that is why these consulting firms exist.
Look, guys hire their friends. Sometimes these things exist to keep guys from hiring their friends in cases.
And that's right.
Other case, guy just hit me up on the text line earlier. He goes, well, you know, Matt doesn't know anything about the cap. They have capologists, sir. No, Matt is like, no, they're going to have Matt do a math test when he comes in for the interview, right? They're going to have to do algebra. No, they have guys. Matt, how do you think we just pulled off this move we made? Fontenot may have already had that in the works with the guys that do the bean counting. So we can try to extend or at least buy some time for the Kirk Cousins, whether he's gone or not. So, come on, guys, use your noggin. I do understand a lot of guys here on the text line say, why can't you just let Matt go? He comes in and let Matt find his guys and pick. There's still going to be a process. This is how they've done it. The Sportology guys were on. Now, by the way, how awkward was that for your Terry Fontenot knowing Sportology's over your shoulder the last few months? But that's the way it went down. Same thing for Terry and Raheem.
I think it is, but I also think if you're doing the job, you're not worried. I mean, they could bring in a consultant to sit over my shoulder any damn day of the week. I feel very comfortable, Mike, about what we're doing and where we're what we're
the ratings. Oh, yeah, the ratings show us as much too.
But it's a moot point. It's a moot point.
It
now.
Is. But I'm saying, like, if you're doing the job, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable if they're bringing in people to evaluate what you're doing.
The thing is, and this is what we were talking about earlier in the show and yesterday. Arthur's talking about they've looked at their process and it's broken, basically. It's what the open letter said. Mm-hmm. They've been doing things the wrong way. They've got to reapproach. So why do we have to add layer upon layer? There's a GM. There's a team president. I know Rich McKay's knocked out of the box, whether that's window dressing or not. Whether Rich ever did anything right or wrong, the perception amongst the fan base was he's the boogeyman. And so, I don't know, do you think Sportology got in Arthur's ear about that?
No.
And said, hey, one of the things we realize is the perception here is Rich has got to go.
I think...
did they say it's a byproduct of how you're dysfunctional?
No, I think they present a report and you evaluated how you evaluated. Here's what we learned about your organization. They're not there to tell you what to do. They're there to say, here's our evaluation. You take it as you want. Here's your folder.
Do you think Sportology told him to dump Rich McKay?
No, I do not.
Okay.
No. Mike, if that's in the folder where he goes, hey, here's this, and you might want to address that or however you need to address it, but here's the information we learned about it. I don't think that you can allow these consulting firms to come in and run your football team either. They are just there to advise and say, hey, here's what we learned about you guys. It's up to you whether you want to change it or not.
Right. And I know that when you haven't won the made a trip to the playoffs, had a winning season in 8 years, you're looking for any resource possible. So I get it. In our business, consultants are kind of like can be a boondoggle. But in this case, this is the path they've chosen. Not the only team that works this way. Other teams, other sports do it. So that's how we're going to get to this new regime here in Atlanta.
All right, that's answering your questions, guys. You can always question. Hit us up with questions on social media. If we don't have time during our Behind the Curtain show, we'll certainly try to address them like we did there. Let's play Steve Wyche in his comments before we get to some guy talk about why he believes this is the most attractive job that is available of the six. There's six open. But of the other five head coaching opportunities.
Okay, let's preface this with top candidates. But I'm going to say Atlanta just for the simple reason of the roster's in place. Terry Fontenot, the GM, got fired. He put talent on both sides of the ball. The intriguing part is the hierarchical structure, the hierarchy that Arthur Blank outlined in the lineup today. There's going to be a president of football operations. We're assuming that could be Matt Ryan, the former quarterback, coming in. And a general manager. So whoever's coming in to coach is only going to coach. They're not going to have a significant amount of power. But, Baldy, on the offensive side of the ball, you've got Bijan Robinson. Tyler Allgeier's a free agent. Kyle Pitts is a free agent. Tough decisions to make. But otherwise, you're pretty good across the offensive line of scrimmage, skill position. They've got to figure out what to do at quarterback. Is Michael Penix going to be healthy to start the season? Do you let Kirko Chains go? He's got all that money coming. If so, who do you come in to possibly back up Michael Penix, who can't stay healthy? So those are the issues. But when I look at the other openings right now, the Atlanta is the best one, Baldy, because it's also an immediately winnable division there in the NFC South.
Bingo. What Steve said. No, yeah. I mean, and that's why, you know, I'm not trying to pick a fight with D-Led. Steaks already started that. But thanks, Mike and Carl.
It's too late.
You know, D-Led kind of went scorched. It was like, now the two losing seasons coming. I with all due respect to D, there's too much talent. Everything Steve just talked about is there. I know we do have this awkwardness with the quarterback, but, you know, either we're going to have a gap year guy. The good news is, you know, you can resuscitate what has not been working, right, for Michael Penix Jr.
True.
Or Kirk is here for one last year. But, I mean, but the other pieces, and we still have draft picks, guys. I know we don't have a first rounder, but we still have draft picks. And by this juggling with Kirk Cousins, we've created some cap space. Should you want to address some other things through free agency?
Yeah, that's going to be a big question. I mean, I'm curious to see. And again,
when you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Know this, guys. There'll be additional cuts. Look, the Cousins thing helps us. Onyemata, you let him go, Mike, you save $8 million. There's room to be had when you start talking about saving potential money. And I've said this, you know, we need to get younger and more athletic, I think, on that defensive line. You've seen on the edge how that looks.
Right.
I think in the middle, you know, we do have some guys, but like the Dorless thing scared the hell out of us. But man, I think we got a player in Dorless.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. Can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
With a detailed agent directory you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Looking for a listing agent's contact info? We've got it. The agent with the most sales in your price range? Easy. Specialized agents with all the up-to-date info on your dream neighborhood? We'll know them. A Pisces who enjoys long walks on the beach? You've got other sites for that. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.